Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call operator. We'd like to welcome you to the first 9 months results presentation by ERA. All participants are in the listening only mode. After the presentation, there will be a Q&A session. To be assisted by an operator during the conference call, please press star followed by number one on your keypad. Now I'd like to turn the call over to ERA's chairman, Tommasi Di Vignano. Thank you. Good afternoon and welcome, everybody. We are here to present the results that have just been approved by our board of directors. The first 9 months 2008 results, in our opinion, are once again proof and evidence of the goodness of our strategy. We have a positive operating performance, which sees the company performing in line with the targets which we have, which we had originally set for the first 9 months. We should also consider this as a positive effect, considering also the negative macroeconomic background. As for this, we have been only moderately hit. Let's talk about growth. We have recorded solid growth. EBITDA-wise, we're talking about 17% growth. In addition, as you're probably aware of this, the major drivers of this growth were organic growth in the and also another driver was the tariff increase in the regulated businesses. And as you will hear later on, a positive impact came from the gas and electricity businesses. The first 9 months of 2008, but also the last 3 months of 2008, have been and will be characterized by the completion and the going on stream of most of our planned plants. We have the Ferrara and the Forlì WTE plants that went on stream in April and August respectively. So these two plants contributed only for part of the year, but their contribution is already reflected in the numbers we're here to present to you today. In addition, we are into the last quarter of the year that will see contribution coming from Modena WTE plants as well as from the Imola cogeneration plant. So, as you will hear later, most of our plants, so we're talking about the entirety of our plants in the pipeline with the exception of only one, so all of them except for one will be up and running by year-end 08. Talking about CAPEX and talking about our net financial positions, here too we are in line with our original targets and plan. We're now on page 2 in our presentation. I'd like now to get straight to the numbers of the first 9 months of 2008. The first thing that I'd like to highlight is the growth of revenues. They were up 30.9% in the first 9 months of 2008 compared to the same period in the previous year. There are several growth drivers. More specifically, 300 million euros came from electricity trading. 60 million approximately came from cross-selling to our gas clients. We actually leverage our dual fuel policy. 120 million or so came from gas sales. But here we should also consider the beneficial impact of the weather conditions that turned out to be better than they were in the same period last year. The remaining 130 million instead came from tariffs, and approximately 550 were contributed by our M&As, which were reflected in our accounts as of January the 1st, 2008. I've already mentioned our EBITDA growth, and later in the presentation we will see which were the major drivers that led to these satisfactory, very satisfactory performance. talking about our EBITDA margin, if we consider it net of the impact of trading activities on commodities, even net of that, we can confirm a performance which is in line with this, with that of previous periods of times. EBIT was up 16.8%, a good result too in this area, and that's the growth rate compared to the same period in 2007. If we look at our pre-tax profit, I'd like to stress one point. The pre-tax profit is basically in line with last year's performance, only 1.6% down from the same period last year. And the major reasons for that was our interest expense, related to our debt, in turn related to new plants. And then we also have to consider the one-off effect of the tax amnesty or tax break, which had a major impact or concern mainly our company SAT, S-A-T. And then we also have to consider financing coming from the Cassa Depositi e Prestiti for a total amount of 11.2 million. If we were to adjust our pre-tax profit for this, we would have ended up with 108 million euro pre-tax profit, which is up 9.9% compared to the pre-tax profit of the same period in 2007. Let's now have a look at the main growth drivers underlying our EBITDA growth. We are essentially talking about three drivers. First of all, we have the contribution coming from M&A. By M&A, I mean the complete integration of companies such as SAT Sassuolo and Urbino, accounting for 10.4 million euros. The majority of that is of that growth is represented by synergies in reorganization and commercial activities. And last but not least, we have the contribution coming from Ferrara and Forlì plants, which have already contributed some 15 million euros. Now, if we consider these 350 million euros, once again, we are to stress the balanced business portfolio which we have. We can say that there is an increased incidence or weight of waste as a business line. Then we have a greater impact of energy as a business segment compared to 2007, approximately 28%, and then 27% comes from water instead. If you now move to page 3, you can see that in the past 4 years, once again, if we consider the first 9 months of each of these years, our EBITDA doubled. I'd like now to turn the call over to Stefano Veniero, who will talk you through the numbers of our individual business lines, and then I will draw some closing remarks. Thank you. Good afternoon. We're now on page 4, and here you can see slide on our waste business, which contributed 130 million euro, therefore becoming the largest contributor of our businesses. Basically, we have posted strong growth in the first 9 months of 2008, which means a 13% growth compared to the same period in 2007. That was driven by the contribution coming from solid urban waste treatment and special waste. Volumes treated increased considerably, 4.7% and 7.1% respectively. But most importantly, we benefited from the contribution of new plants that released both in the form of electricity produced and green certificates. I'd like also to stress, as we did in the first half of 2008, that the 15.4% increase also absorbed, so to speak, the impact of one-offs such as the expiry of the CIPC contracts for Rimini and Ravenna plants. And as you probably remember, we also had a totally unexpected outage in Bologna at the plant in Bologna. During in March, we had a temporary outage that can be quantified in a 2 million euro impact. So strong growth and progression thanks to the contribution of Ravenna and Forni plants fully up and running. The first one went on stream 9 months ago. The other one went on stream a few months ago. As for the incinerator in Modena, we are approaching the completion of works, and we think that the plant will be switched on for the first time sometime in mid-December. Let's move on now to page 5. Let's talk about the water business. Here we had more moderate growth compared to waste. Revenues were up 10%, and the growth was driven by tariff increases, which, as we had already forecast, had been mutually agreed upon with the ATOs. Tariffs were up 5% on an annual basis for 2008. And then we also felt the impact of a new consolidation scope through the inclusion of Marche Multiservizi and SAC. Still on the water business, if we compare the first 9 months of 2008 with the same period in 2007, I'd like to remind you that in 2007 we had approximately a 4 million or so contribution that was due to a decrease in water procurement cost, thus improving our performance over the course of 2007 in this business sector. In the water business, we perceived some signals in terms of a slowdown in the building sector, and as a consequence, we had a lower than in 2007 number of new hookups to the water mains. But we have basically offset that negative impact. Let's move on to gas on page 6. Here we had a 70 million euro result to report. And in addition to improved climatic conditions or to a better winter season than we had in 2007, we also had the contribution of trading. The 14.8 million euro was dictated mainly by good weather conditions, and the rest was attributable to the other reasons I mentioned. 1.7 billion cubic meters, that production, approximately 250, is sales to the wholesale market, and I'd like to stress that approximately 670 million instead was gas imported, directly imported. Let me also stress that if we look at our performance in the first 9 months of 2008 compared to our mid-year result, there was an increase in our fair value. At the end of June, we were in the positive by 50 million euros, but now, at the end of September, we have reached minus 1.5 million euros because of the negative oil market conditions. On page 7, we can have a look at electricity. Here, too, we have still growth. EBITDA-wise, we exceeded 33 million euros, despite the impact of electricity distribution tariffs that in the first 9 months of 2008 had an impact equal to 4.5 million in the negative compared to the same period in 2007. That was offset by our sales activities, and also thanks to the fact that we have plants that went on stream last year that were running at full capacity. So intermediation volumes could count on 7 terawatt-hours, but we can also benefited from an optimized management of our plants. We are here to confirm our plant program. The Imola plant should go on stream by the end of this year, and that's fully on track. in so doing, we will also manage to qualify for quite an important part or number of green certificates that should be allocated to cogeneration plants and district plants, district heating plants. If we move on to other businesses, we're now on page 8. There is nothing new to report here. The only thing I'd like to note is that here, too, we recorded quite a solid growth that was driven by a better performance overall in the district heating business. Such as in the case of gas, we benefited from better climate conditions than last year, and we also benefited from the contribution, of the contribution of industrial cogeneration public lighting. Let's now talk about investments, our CAPEX plan, and our balance sheet position. As you can see, we're now on page 9. Our CAPEX level was basically in line with last year's. There was just a minor shift in terms of the allocation or use of the investments. There's a decline by 10 million euros in investments in the environmental area, waste area, because we completed some plants, and conversely, there's a slight increase in investments in the electricity business. Here, we had to bear the cost of the Imola cogeneration plan constructions, and then we also have an increase in the other businesses as a consequence of the momentum or the new activities in the district heating plants. Net financial position, as you have already heard from our chairman, net financial position was slightly below 1.6 billion euro, fully in line with our forecasts and expectations. The most important features I'd like to stress is the type and structure of our debt. Over 90% is fixed rate debt, with a 4.3% to 4.4% fixed rate, and approximately 87% is long-term debt. The other distinctive feature of our indebtedness is the amount or the level of committed credit lines, totaling 350 million euros, which makes us absolutely comfortable about the maturity of our debt for the next 3 to 4 years. Now I'd like to turn the call back to our chairman for the closing remarks. Well, I think that the numbers that we've just disclosed confirm what we feel about the performance. Our size on a standalone basis is more than sufficient to maintain this performance, and our track record in terms of synergy and efficiency gains is still yielding results, and therefore we think that we will end fiscal year 2008 fully in line with the premises and the targets which we had set at the beginning of the current year. All this was made possible also, especially in the regulated businesses, by the growth strategies which we have adopted, by also because we have adopted a dual fuel policy which gave good results and which started therefore to pay off thanks to our commercial actions, and also thanks to the fact that we now have a unified and optimized information system. You know that we spent a great deal of efforts and time to optimize our IT system. Now we have a very efficient billing system which allowed us, has allowed us therefore to overcome some trouble periods which we had to go through in the past instead. So good performance in the energy sector, good performance in deregulated sectors as well. So overall, I think that all our businesses have given a good contribution to our performance. We have told you already how pleased we are with our new plants, construction plans. We are very, very pleased about the fact also that we are constantly contacted in order to provide our know-how in the waste sector. And you know that it is very cumbersome to get all the go-aheads and all the clearances before a plant can really be constructed. So we are quite pleased, as you can clearly understand, to say that out of the five new plants, four of them are up and running and one is approaching completion. Let me also say that when our board of directors meets, we will approve the new industrial plan for 2011 and the new business and the new budget for next year. So in January, we will be ready to disclose our new business plan and our budget targets to the market as it is customary for us. This is the Chorus Call operator. We will now have a Q&A session. To ask a question, press star followed by the number one on your telephone keypad. To withdraw your question, press star followed by the number two on your telephone keypad. So to ask a question, once again, please press star followed by one. We have a first question from the line of Enrico Bartoli with Kazanov. Good afternoon, everybody. I have three questions. First of all, I'd like you to clarify something you said about your debt. We saw approximately a 100 million euro increase in your debt compared to 1H08. What was the reason for that? Did your working capital increase? And could you also give us some guidance about what we should see at year-end as debt? Then I have a question about your special waste business. Quite recently, some Central European players have reported quite a strong decline in demand in this business segment. Have you been witnessing this? Have you already seen signals of that in Italy as well? What should we expect in this area? And then a final question about gas. Could you give us some guidance about what you have been seeing so far in the last quarter in terms of sales volumes? Thank you. Stefano Veniers speaking. I will take your first question about our debt. For sure, a big part of the debt increase was driven by our working capital. In the first half of 2008, we said that we had a good working capital position almost equal to zero as a consequence of excise duties levied on the gas sales that are paid on the basis of the previous year's sales volumes. Now, in Q3, we no longer see this, and that's why we had an increase in our working capital estimated in approximately 18 million euros. The remainder, instead, is the difference between our cash flow and... Sorry, but we can barely hear what he's saying. Do you think that this 80 million will be offset by year-end? Well, according to our projections, we estimate or we expect to have a debt level at year-end 08 in line with what we have now. As for our special waste business, well, it is true. We were used to seeing double-digit growth rates. We posted 7% growth in Q3, and as of October, we have started to perceive a few signals of slowdown, but at least as of we speak now, I would not say that slowdown signals in Italy have been as worrying or as strong as elsewhere, notably in Central Europe. Tommaso Tomasi speaking. Let me take your question about gas. We can anticipate a little bit about our sales. We are below the average sales volumes which we saw in the past 5 years because we had a longer than usual summer. But we're quite comfortable about maintaining or hitting our targets for the second part of the year. We have back to normal month of November weather-wise, and I think that there's a fair performance in November. The next question comes from the line of Stefano Gamberini of Equity SIM. Good afternoon, everybody. Okay, I'm working with the former Euromobiliare, and the name now has been turned into Equity SIM. I have a couple of questions. Once again, a question about the legislation in the waste business. A new decree was issued. There are two new things. And one of the two is that plants in areas or regions that are not considered as waste emergency hit, green certificates will be applied only for the biodegradable portion of waste to be disposed of. So what's your take on this? Then I have a question about the Iridenia deal. So what's your strategy at this point in time? What's your next move? What do you plan to do after the deal was not made? And then could you give us some guidance about your year-end 08 tax rate? And then could you give us a breakdown so that we can reconcile the 4.4% that you gave us with the 77 million euro of financial charges or expense in the first 9 months? Well, Stefano Vina speaking, everything changes. You change, I mean, your house has changed name, but you're asking all the same questions. Okay, I'll take them anyway. We had a series of meetings during this week that were held in Rome in order to check and see the impact of the decree that has been issued. And so we wanted to see whether that decree actually applies to those plants, the plants you mentioned only, or also to others. The political majority realizes that would is not a negligible point. What I mean is that it is not questionable that the Lega could simply say, how can we do a reshuffling, a legislative reshuffling, to the benefit of two southern Italian regions only? And then, as you said, there has been a postponement, and the deadline has been put off till 2009, and that allows us to have more time to go on working. So I think that it should be stated that we have filed all the appeals, because what we have done, we have acted, in other words, in full compliance with the provisions of the budget law for 2007. So I also have the impression that in order to fix things, they are making the situation increasingly messier, and they're making an issue which was obscure or not 100% clear increasingly obscure. And I hope they don't do with the new budget law what they did with the two previous ones. Mr. Tomasi will take the question you asked about the Enea deal. Now, tax rate, we expect it to be in line with what we saw in 1H08, that is to say 42%. So there are no elements, no factors that really lead us to state something differently. As for reconciling financial charges, well, approximately 6 million are attributable to the tax moratorium or tax break, which amounts to 11.5 million, but 5 to 6 million euros incidentally posted as other operating expenses. And then we have the, whilst we have, so from 77.4, sorry, you have to take 6 million, which is pure financial charges, from the 77.4. And then we have approximately 13.4 million euro leading to 20. So if you take 20 from 77.4, that gives us 57.4, which is a net of, this is basically the impact of financial charges. Okay, let me take your question about Iridenia. Let me say right away that as you've seen, the deal was not reached simply because, as you've read from the press releases, simply because it was not possible to share a strong and a sound and common vision about how to implement a full-scale integration and merger of the three companies. And that, in turn, probably came from the fact that there were three, if not four, parties negotiating and sitting around the same table. And in addition to this, in objective terms, we should also say that the business models were quite different right from the beginning. But at the same time, there was quite a different perception among the parties about how to implement a full-scale integration among the parties involved. And in addition to this, we also had some time constraints, some time limits, which we were all aware of and which was known to all the parties involved in the negotiation. And that was an ulterior motive which prevented the negotiating parties to strike a deal. And basically, that's also why negotiations turned out to be more complicated than expected. Looking forward, well, our industrial plan already anticipated what we are about to say, that's to say, external growth. By that meaning also the external growth which goes through the expansion of our consolidation scope, such as it was the case in the first years of our activity. Or external growth which goes through other acquisitions. And incidentally, we don't want to make any acquisition outside our current geographical market. Now, these two external growth drivers will remain there to be seen also going forward for ERA. Having said this, then we might have small to medium-sized deals, such as the ones which we executed over the course of 2008. And in this specific regard, we'll be looking for opportunities that might come around within the consolidation process within the industry, something which is currently underway. And quite honestly, I must say that the deal which we worked on was really a beautiful industrial project, but nonetheless, we think that we could also go for a major transitional deal which will allow us to make a major jump forward size-wise. Maybe we managed to achieve this or not. As you've seen, sometimes there are practical implications preventing these transformational deals to be achieved. But despite this, we believe in the validity of such a deal. So my reply is that we will still be pursuing external growth opportunities, be it in the form of partnerships with other companies or by expanding our consolidation scope by acquiring companies, ideally geographically located not too far away from our markets. And we will also take the opportunities that might come from dealing with a big partner the same size as we are. The only difference compared to the past, and I don't want to sound argumentative howsoever, maybe we will be less explicit and less overt or transparent in telling which company is our target, unless we're really in a condition to make a final statement about a deal made, a deal which is firm, which will allow us also to get away or avoid all the hassle of replying to all the questions. What about the stock price? Should we discount the impact of this M&A deal or not? So I think that nonetheless we have proved once again our ability to be up to facing very complex negotiations in a very serious, professional, and dependable way. Thank you. To ask a question, please press star followed by the number one on your telephone keypad. The next question comes from the line of Maria Beatrice De Rosa with Mediobanca. Sorry, but we can barely hear what she's saying. Now, if I understood correctly what Mr. Tomasi said, you are still willing and available to try it again with the three counterparties that are currently trying to merge. Is that correct? Now, I don't know whether I can give you really quite an accurate reply because we could not hear exactly each single word you've uttered because the line was very, very bad. Well, we had a three-party negotiation and there was no trauma because there was mutual recognition of the fact that the issues pending were still too complex and the time available was so scant that it was virtually impossible to strike a deal. Which means that what you've just mentioned, it's not something which we rule out. We do not have any specific plans in that specific regard, but we don't have any negative bias against that. On the other hand, we've never kept it as a secret that many of the municipality that are among our shareholders also have to meet deadlines in terms of political elections slated for next spring, which would make it probably quite complicated to strike a deal with Iride or other partners. So once political elections are over next spring, you would probably have several M&A options that not necessarily entail Iride and Enea, correct? Yes, correct, says Tommaso Tomasi. We will go on with small, medium-sized deals, and we will simply be quite ready to consider all possible M&A options. one really has to be convinced and aware of the fact that whenever you try to strike such an M&A deal, you have to come up with very concrete results. Well, my feel, says Beatrice De Rosa, is that the fact that you disagreed this time really leads me to be very skeptical about you being in agreement on the next round. Hello? Well, if you want me to add a comment to what you said, I could say that there are also conditions and situations that might be conducive to a different assessment of the deal, might be for one party or the other. So we didn't break the negotiation process. The negotiation process ended simply because it was too complicated and there was not enough time. But obviously, if we were to sit around the table tomorrow, day after tomorrow, once again, with partners having such a different view of the process, well, it might be quite hard. But then maybe the fact of simply having two-way negotiation instead of a three-way might make things easier. But I cannot tell you that right now. To ask questions, press star followed by the number one on your telephone keypad. Next question from the line of Fabio Picardi with Bancaini. Please, sir. Good afternoon, all. Could you give us a brief a brief update about the Concessione Servizi Gas, the gas service concession? And I'm sorry, but I missed the second part of the question because the telephone line was bad. Well, let's talk about the Servizi Idrici concession. So we're talking about 2022 and 2024. That's for water services. As for gas services and the related concession, I think that almost all concessions are due for expiry in 2010. But if we look at what of 23 bis decision made by our government, there's a paragraph saying that there is enough material or enough reasons to think that the Letta Decree is abolished, which for us would mean going back to 2020-2024. I fully realize that that was not the intended spirit of the lawmakers, that that's also partly consequence or result of the carelessness or a careless approach of many regulators, but we're still considering 2010 as a firm date. But I'd like to kindly request you to consider also this possibility, because many Italian jurists are thinking that the Letta Decree might be abolished. When will the decree be issued? Well, as it is increasingly often the case, laws are made and then we have to wait for the Environmental Protection Ministry or the Economic Development Ministry to implement them and to issue all the protocols and regulations to implement them. And the same pertains, for instance, to the ownership of water networks, which is something which is being included in the law you mentioned during your question. But I think that things should become clear in the next few months. So we are approaching 2009, and we're really starting from scratch, because what I mean is that we are still waiting for a provision which entails the calling of a tender to be called for various provinces and regions. And then there are other legislative issues that have not been finalized. So before we see the first tenders, it will take some time before we can see the first notice of tenders. To ask a question, please press a star followed by one on your telephone keypad. Stefano Gamberini, Equity SIM. Two quick questions. What about your dividend policy? Do you think that the new business plan might reveal changes compared to your previous dividend policy? And in qualitative terms, can you anticipate something about your CapEx or EBITDA targets? In other words, do you think that these two targets will be changed compared to what you have discounted in your current business plan or what? Well, given the macroeconomic scenario we are currently witnessing, well, your question is a difficult question to reply to. What I mean is that we should be in a position to, we should first of all see whether the macroeconomic scenario, macroeconomic conditions are severe to the point of jeopardizing our company's prospects for growth. So to make a forecast, I could just tell you that it is likely that we will likely release a business plan which will confirm the bulk of the existing business plan. But obviously, one has to be very proactive and very timely in taking any remedial action should any major turmoil or macroeconomic turbulence break out or emerge. And the same applies to our dividend policy. If the sense of your question is what I can include in the plan in terms of dividend policy, well, we would like to stick to our dividend policy such as it was in the past few years and such as it is included in our existing business plan. I don't think that our board will require any major change. Maybe there will be some fine-tuning, but we're talking about minor changes. I'm not talking about big changes. There are no more questions. So thank you very much for joining our conference call, and we are back to work we're back to work on our fourth quarter results. Thank you.